What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hey, Monday. How are you doing? Alice in Winterland tickets and front row. How about both? Maybe both, maybe one, maybe both. Limited tickets for Alice in Winterland are still available at RadioAlice.com, but all week, it's your chance to win tickets instantly and be qualified for front row tickets. 9, noon, and 5. Be there for your chance to win a pair of tickets for Alice in Winterland instantly and be in the running for those front row tickets. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's a Friday the 13th, too. So exciting. Just adds an extra layer of like, what could happen? Crazy. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's sponsored by Macy's. It's Alice in Winterland. You should go get tickets. Make sure you have tickets and then try to win tickets.
Right.
Like, you know, get the order right. Prioritize. We want to see you there. It's our big Christmas party, holiday party, whatever. Alice in Winterland. Okay. Last Friday, there was some new music that was released. A couple things I wanted to mention because I know you love The Cure. Songs of a Lost World came out. It's their 14th record, first released since 2008.
It's beautiful. Right. I love it. I've had it on repeat for the whole weekend.
They did a live stream on YouTube, which I bet you can still find. They did a free global live stream performance last Friday.
When the record?
Of the record when it came
cool.
out. So you may be able to find that on YouTube.
As kooky looking as he is, and, you know, whatever you want to say.
Grizzled these days.
Yeah, and whatever you want to say about the rotating members of the band or whatever. And I
couldn't name one other.
Right,
can you name another person?
Well, no. I did look it up, and it seems that he'd had some drink problems, and there were some people moved out of the band because they still partied. So there were some other reasons for, but either way.
I can't be around you because you don't have the same problem I do.
And since I'm the voice, guess who leaves? You.
Yeah.
Bye.
They kind of need me for the cure.
So anyway, seeing them live though, he's effortless.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, he's not in the best shape. He's 65 years old.
Right.
And yet he
did. But he's still pulling those songs.
He did a 2-hour show. Every song was perfectly replicated and performed, and I was shocked at how great he was.
Does he still do the Robert Smith hair makeup?
He has the Robert Smith hair and makeup. He's heavier now, but he is on stage and killing. He did at the Shoreline. It was over a 2-hour show, and he was great from start to finish.
Yeah.
So I would love to watch that. If they performed the record.
Apparently they did. They did the whole thing. Okay. And so, I don't know. I'll look for it. If you remind me during the break, Maddie, I'll look that up and see if I can find and get a link for it.
Yeah,
I will. Jimmy Fallon's, he did a holiday record called Holiday Season. That came out on Friday as well. It's his third album. He's Justin Timberlake, Dolly Parton, Will Ferrell, Ariana Grande. They have a fun little relationship, him and Ariana. She comes on a lot and they play like the wheel of like, you have to do a song in the style, this song, like Row, Row, Row Your Boat in the style of Britney Spears or something. And so she's great at it.
Do we have any idea what experience she has as an actress leading up to this new movie that's being released this month?
I don't. I'm sure she's been in something, right? I mean, she's so adorable. Who wouldn't put her in everything? She acted in videos, Vinny.
I mean, that's a big major motion picture that she's the star of right now.
Major role, right.
And she's acting with that lady who plays the witch is
Cynthia Erivo.
Whatever she is, she starred in a bunch of stuff that I've seen.
She has. We've seen her in a few things.
Mm-hmm. So I was watching the commercial in between political ads. And I was like, look at her go. She was acting. I thought, okay.
Yeah.
She's done a couple things.
Like what? I can't think of anything.
A show called Victorious. And she was on it for 56 episodes from 2010 to 2013.
Oh. What's the synopsis on that?
Victorious is, hold on.
Wait for it. Anyway, we're talking about her. She's one of the guests on the holiday seasoning, which is the new Jimmy Fallon. And then, of course, as we do on this show, we went off into the weeds and We're talking about her past acting. What do you got?
Aspiring singer Tori Vega navigates life while attending a performing arts high school called Hollywood Arts.
Oh, so she has starred on like a kid style. Maybe that's where she got her start. What years was that?
That was 2010 to 2013.
That actually would make,
yeah,
timing would, wise, yeah, that would make sense. She's, you know, that's over 10 years ago. And how old is she? Late 20s, early 30s? I'm going to guess she's 29. Did we do this recently? I feel like we just recently guessed her age.
No, I don't.
There's also a Willie Nelson record, ooh, that came out on, what is it?
She's 31.
Oh boy, she's so old. Oh my God. Oh,
she still,
no,
looks so angelic though.
Dusty.
Let me see. Is there anything else here? Just the Willie Nelson.
It's all dusty.
His 76th solo album, his 153rd album overall, 91-year-old Willie Nelson, Last Leaf on the Tree. It's apparently a covers record. Covers of Beck, Tom Waits, The Flaming Lips, and okay, more. So there you go. That's the new music that came out last Friday that we didn't get to because we were, you know, busy resting. We had to rest up after Halloween. Because our boss knows how much we give. We just give and give at Halloween. Okay. Olivia Rodrigo. Her biggest dating red flag is...
Oh.
It's really weird, actually, is what it is.
Is it?
She asks everyone a very simple question if you want to date her.
Okay.
And the guy's answer determines whether he's got a shot or if he's immediately kicked to the curb.
Well, she's too young for me, but let's go ahead and pretend that she's not and tell me the question and I'll give you my answer and then you tell me if we're doing it
or
not.
If you're in the running or not. All right. She says, would you want to go to outer space?
Nope.
Yes.
You just got tossed out on your ass, Maddie. She does not want a dude who wants to go to outer space. The red flag is if you say, yeah, I want to go to outer space, she says, you're a little too full of yourself. That's what she thinks. She says, here's her quote. If they say yes, I don't date them. I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself. I don't really know how those two things correlate.
I don't get the connection there,
but she's entitled.
Fully agree with her on the space thing.
Well, she doesn't want to fall in love with someone who's going to leave for space.
When you're in the process of dating and you're doing I'm assuming now it's the apps that you're using. But when you're in those initial conversations, one of the things that was a red flag for me is that person that's like, I want to travel the world. I want to go see every place that I can possibly. And while I think that's great, I have a job and I have to work. I don't have a trust fund or the ability to drop everything and take off for 6 months and see the world. I will disappoint you thoroughly in every possible way if that's your idea of how you want to live. So I can see where she might say, yeah, I'm not going to have someone who I'm with.
You're
decide,
just dying to get off this planet?
I'm going to go travel for 5 years or whatever it takes to get to Mars and back. No.
And once you get there, you've traveled almost 2 years. You want to spend some time there. You're gonzo.
So what about you? If the question is asked of you, do you want to go to space?
I would love to go to space. I would. So I guess I can't date Olivia. You know, I'll try and give her some other things. I got some mad skills.
We're out. Vinny's in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you on Mars, dear.
I just want to go to the moon.
Only the moon?
Yep, that's it.
Well, that's not really outer space. So maybe you could.
That's outer space.
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's in orbit around our planet.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Well, you could just say, look, let's debate this. I only want to go to the moon, Olivia.
925 says, my question to my husband was Coke or Pepsi. He said Coke. We're still together 30 years later.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Wow.
So Pepsi would have ruled him out.
I would have said, why do you have such strong feelings about soda?
Yeah, who cares? Well,
how about a nice glass of water?
But, you know, that and then I was like literally destroying my life over beverages. So
that is true. You did have a beverage problem.
Like what? Believe me, it's hard to reconcile when you think about a freaking beverage took me out. Like all consuming
my
took
thirst.
Me out. So stupid.
For a beverage.
And yet.
It is stupid, and yet there it is. It destroys people's lives.
Took us both out.
Yeah. Took out like half the people I know. It's like everyone I work with. It's like everybody's off the deep end. Sheesh.
It's
I better be careful. I don't know. Is it me? Is it not me? Oh, I like it to think it's not me. It could be me, though. I am a pain in the ass. So far, John doesn't. He's fine.
Is he?
I mean, it seems like it, but I go to bed at 6:30, so what do I know what he's up to after dinner?
He's getting a lot of trouble after 6:30.
Hey, I mean, you could, and I would never know. Like, it's very rare that I... Actually, last night...
You would know.
You'd know. You'd find empties.
Maybe.
Yeah. They'd be hitting around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'd be sick a lot.
I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo. I'm assuming that British actor Lewis Partridge has no interest in being an astronaut. Because
who?
Lewis Partridge. The British actor Lewis Partridge.
I don't know that guy.
Well, that's who Olivia...
Oh, that's who she's with now.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm just assuming that he's not all like, yeah, shoot me into space.
Way to go, Lewis.
Let's do it.
He's on that show, Enola Holmes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that show. Is he that the cute prince boy? He's cute if he is. He's just a young dude.
He's not. Oh, he plays, is it Lewis Partridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays Tewksbury?
I think he's Lord Tewksbury.
Yeah.
Like a little princeling.
There you go.
She, I'll tell you, I saw her live and I've seen her on little Disney shows. And Olivia is a very talented young lady. I'm impressed by her. And it's nice to see someone just she crushed it this year.
Yeah, she did have a year. Hold on. I'm going to look up Lewis Partridge and see if he's who I think is Partridge. Yeah. Lewis Partridge is, I think he's who I think he is.
And if you don't know the show, it also has Millie Bobby Brown Jovi on it.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown Jovi and Superman is on there, too.
Oh, yeah, Henry Cavill's on it. Yeah.
Mm. Which, if you've never watched
and Helena Bonham Carter.
I know. It's great. It's a really good show. Oh. Yep. Is it a show or is it like a movie? A couple of movies?
I think
they're like standalone. Yeah, two movies. Millie Bobby Brown Jovi is great.
707 says, I asked my husband if he's a ketchup or mustard on your hot dog guy. He's a mustard, and so am I, and we're still together. Mm. Lots of those early tests.
Interesting. I really actually think that's very cute. Just like, this or that, and see where you go. I mean, the thing is, if you asked everyone, you were bound to wind up with someone you'd asked a question of. Maybe you'd say this or that, and they pick the wrong way, and then you still wind up together. You're like, well, we disagreed from the beginning, but here we still are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Here's another just quick thing about Olivia Rodrigo. I did not get to, I had a very busy weekend, and I didn't end up watching Saturday Night Live.
You did? Tell us everything. What'd you do this weekend?
I wound up going to Napa. Yeah. We do an overnight up there. They have a little guest house, and we go up and have some fun, and good food,
you
good
enjoy.
Wine. Yes, John and I and Pat, Marianne, just the usual group.
Oh, okay.
And, Critical Mass, our bike gang.
Got away to Napa. That's nice to hear.
You did. So I didn't watch Saturday Night Live, but I'm going to go back and watch that. Apparently, Chapel Roan was on, and she actually did I guess she has a new gay cowboy song. Is that what we're looking at here?
It's called a country song.
Oh, that's what it is. But it's a gay country song.
Probably.
It's about, she's like a giver. Hold on. Is that the name of it?
It's called The Giver.
The
yeah.
Giver. Okay, here we go. This is
gay country.
Apparently, it's a gay country song. Here we go. When you need the job done, call me baby. You ain't gotta tell me. It's just in my nature. So take it back, take her. Sounds live, that's for sure.
It's good.
Yeah.
Who's this again?
It's Chapel Roan.
Gay country.
That's what they say. That's what they're saying. Chapel Roan debuts new lesbian country song, The Giver, on SNL. And actually, she did two songs. This was the second one. They have full on, like, it looks like the, there's a Disney thing, like the Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, they had that going
country
in the background.
Bear. Yeah.
Country Bears. And she was, like, her makeup and everything was very, very drag queen-esque.
It's she's very she always
that's
has
by
a
design.
Bunch of
I've seen that. Yeah.
But she does have kind of a checked short shorts outfit on. Kind of like that country check, you know, the gingham.
She looked great.
Overlord. Yeah, she looks great.
Gay country.
That's what they're saying here.
Why not?
Why the hell not? Everyone's going country. Nobody's going gay country. You go, Chapel Roan.
Good for her.
I guess Olivia Rodrigo used to hang out with Chapel Roan when Chapel Roan worked at a donut shop. I know. She opened for Chapel Roan toured with Olivia Rodrigo on the Guts World Tour. But their relationship started before that.
At a donut shop.
Olivia told Jimmy Fallon, I've known her for so many years. We have the same producer, so I've known her for a while. She does background vocals on a lot of my songs, which I had no idea. She must be on those records. She said, I love her. This is Olivia Rodrigo. I used to go visit her when she worked at a donut shop before she got signed, before she put out any of her music. I was hip to her before anyone else. I was first. And I licked her donuts. I used to go and eat donuts with her and hang out. I'm only kidding. Only Ariana Grande does that. I'm so happy for her. She deserves the whole world. I'm so proud of her. She deserves it all.
There's some slang in there that I don't know. But okay.
No slang.
No.
That was just a reference to the lady who we all know licks donuts. And it's Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. She did do that.
No, I wasn't. I was not trying to double entendre, you guys. I was just trying to be funny. Which it didn't seem like it worked because I'm having to explain it to you guys.
With my friend group, that's slang for something and definitely...
Which friend? Should we call them?
I can assure you, if you said that to a couple of my friends, they'd go, oh, okay. Got it.
Mm. Nope.
All right.
I can see that, though.
Yeah.
I can. Yep. You say licking, boys are like, what now? What?
Yep.
What, we got lollipops? Hot dogs? What's happening here? I don't know. What's going on?
I am so
mustard,
in.
Mustard, ketchup? I'll lick it.
All right.
Don't worry about it, Maddie. Everyone's
fine.
Ready. I
can
tell you're getting upset.
No, we're all good.
Tell you can't handle
Nothing
it.
Nothing to see here.
Right about that.
I just don't want no trouble.
Nobody does. Sydney Sweeney made $2 million for the romantic comedy Anyone But You. I think that's the one with the guy from Top Gun Maverick in it.
Glenn Powell.
Thank you. Yeah.
That guy
is... He's very popular right now.
Yeah, he is. He was in... he was great in Top Gun. And then I saw him in Twisters 2, I guess. I don't know if it was called that. But and while Twisters is... I should just say it as it's exactly what you think it is. And I enjoyed it. Mm. And I enjoy him. And I didn't see the movie you're talking about. But I did see, walk in on my wife watching it and went, oh, look at that, those two.
Yeah.
So they're the two hot Hollywood properties in one movie together.
And even with $2 million for her, I don't have what he made, but I would assume he made around that, right? I mean,
right.
They're both fairly hot properties, even before, you know, the superstardom thing. And the whole budget for that movie was $25 million. That was a very low budget. By Hollywood gigantor movie standards, $25 million seems very modest these days, especially if you're paying $2 million to the star of the thing. Well, it went on to make $220 million.
Wasn't that on Netflix? How do they...
It was not only on Netflix. I'm sure it's already on Netflix now, and probably that's part of it, like the rights that were purchased.
They bought it, right, okay.
But... I don't know what it made at the box office, but they're saying that $25 million budget got turned into $220 million. And now Sydney Sweeney is making the big bucks. In October, she joined the cast of a thriller called The Housemaid. What is she currently getting? Like, what is Sydney Sweeney's price per movie now after all of this?
$5,000.
That's such a good
guess.
$5 million,
sorry.
I will say $10 million.
It's exactly in the middle. You both lose. Or you both win? Is that better? You both
win.
$7.5 million. It makes her one of the highest paid actresses of her generation. They say higher than her is Zendaya. Zendaya did make $10 million for starring in and producing the tennis drama Challengers.
By the way, Anyone But You made $88 million here in the United States, but internationally it made $131 million. So that's where you get the 220 from. It wasn't just from the so the Netflix is probably gravy.
Maybe just gravy, yeah. Right? You know, she also was a producer on that, so she probably gets some extra money besides the $2 million that they paid her.
She most certainly does.
So one source, though, says that she got an executive producing credit and agreed to be in Madam Web in order to help Anyone But You get made.
Mm.
So she believed in that. She wanted to do it. But that could just be her way of saying, I had nothing to do with Madame Web. I just did it to help out so that I could make the my vanity project, which was an amazing hit. Anyway.
They're both great looking, so good for them.
Oh, Sydney and Glenn Powell?
Yeah, they're really, you know, they've got that star thing. You're not like, how in the heck did either of them get?
There are people that you're like, that guy, huh?
Was, yeah, no, these two are absolutely like, oh, okay, well, you were made to be on the screen.
Your chiseled face.
He's going to be in Top Gun 3. I didn't know there was going to be a third
I did not know
how
that.
How could
either.
They not after yeah. how well Top Gun yeah. 2 did? And I promise you, I was sitting there thinking, I don't even know who's going to watch this thing. That movie, the original, was in the 80s. Who's going to watch this? I guess just old people. And it turned out to be a smash.
A mega hit. People still love some Tom Cruise.
And then I watched it and was like, it's excellent.
Well, it has everything you want in a movie.
Even with your old boyfriend, Val Kilmer.
Mm. Oh, that's
you
rough.
Loved him, but he's in it. And that is a tearjerker. Those are tearjerker scenes. He's not okay.
Nope. But he's still alive. Let's get him in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Val, there was a time.
I know.
Iceman.
I didn't care about him that much then. I really loved him as Batman, and I really loved him in The Doors.
I loved him in Real Genius.
I don't know that one.
That was an 80s movie. It was one of his first movies. Very good.
I'm sure. I mean, he is beautiful. I'm glad to hear you have the same kind of crush that I have.
Oh, yeah.
Val Kilmer. Yeah, he's great. It's amazing. Anyway, Sydney Sweeney making the big bucks. Okay, I'm going to just squeeze this last thing in here because I've been dying to know when this Jamie Foxx special has happened. It's called What Had Happened Was, and this is the recent medical scare. He's done three nights of stand-up. They've put it all together. There may or may not be some Diddy accusations. I'm dying to find out about this. They've done it. I'll tell you. If those are all just rumors and it's all BS, they did a chef's kiss job of getting that out. Like, I can't wait for this now. I can't wait to hear about it. I want to know what happened. And I'm going to find out on December 10th. Netflix announced on Friday. That is when you will be able to see What Had Happened Was. The Jamie Foxx comedy special premieres globally on Netflix on December 10th. And there is a teaser trailer. Maybe I'll try and throw that up there, too. So I'm going to put up that teaser trailer. And then The Cure, Edwin, Evil Genius, sent me the link to the Cure live stream that they did on Friday.
Edwin!
So I'll put both of those things up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I have the most adorable small towns in Northern California.
Oh.
And the monkeys can't do it. They cannot do it after these. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How does $5,000 sound? Make your Monday a little bit better there?
Mm-hmm.
Fall into $5,000 a day. All this week, fall into $5,000 a day with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. We very much encourage you to listen to us on that anyway. But if you do it, you log in and listen for at least an hour to Alice, you'll get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. 60-year-old Fremont Bank always had a mission of supporting the community with their banking needs. And for the last three decades, its foundation has fulfilled thousands of philanthropic requests from Bay Area nonprofits. Find out more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. Sunny and 70 today, although there will be some wind and some red flag fire warning over the next few days because of that wind.
Right.
So I know we had some rain, and that's great news, and that helps, but let's keep those ciggy butts and other flames and sparks to ourselves.
Everything's super dry. We were in Napa this weekend. The hills aren't just, you know how they're golden usually this time of year? Mm-hmm. They're kind of gray.
Oh.
Like, just dried out.
It's election week or election day tomorrow, so that's going to take over the news cycle and more.
Yep.
Election day, everyone, tomorrow.
Enjoy it while it lasts, because after it's over, no one ever talks about politics anymore. It's like the greatest thing about it.
The 49ers were off over the weekend, so, and Monday Night Football's on tonight. Tampa Bay at Kansas City. Word is, Taylor Swift will be there. 5:15 game time.
It's actually, it's just a maybe.
Not I'm pretty really sure he said it was
No,
happening.
I said it might. That's what they're saying. It could happen.
Don't burn us. Don't burn us. We're counting on it. We're counting on you.
Don't look at me.
No,
I'm not in charge of her schedule. They say that she has a night off and she could go. It'll be whether or not she's willing to make the effort. And I think that'll be very telling, my friends.
This is from the Mercury News.
Okay, I'm ready.
The five most adorable small towns in Northern California.
Oh my God, that is so adorable.
Now,
oh my God.
I must admit,
yeah,
hearing my six-year-old call things adorable just melts my dumb heart. Like, look at how adorable this is. I'm always like,
it is adorable. My heart is just swelling.
I'm having a heart attack right now. My God, that kid. Anyway, adorable towns in Northern California. Here they are.
All right.
I'll start at five because everyone gets all cranky, big babies. At number five is the Sierra City.
Oh, never heard of it. How fun.
At number four, Yountville.
Oh, Yountville. Yountville's adorable, but very expensive. That's like, it's basically Napa. He's like just north of Napa. It's French Laundry is, I believe.
I think so.
The place for foodies. No. I'm sure it's worth it.
Yeah, it's in Yountville.
Ferndale. These are the most adorable
little
towns in Northern California. Sierra City, Yountville, Ferndale. At number two, Half Moon Bay.
Oh, Half Moon Bay is so
cute. I love Half Moon Bay.
Yes.
And then at number one, the most adorable small town in Northern California is St. Helena.
Oh, that is a beautiful little town.
You love it.
I do. I don't get up there enough because it's quite a drive, but it's not like it's 4 hours or anything, but it's like, you know, you're going and that's where you're going to. It is beautiful. I would throw Healdsburg in there. I think that's also really pretty. Occidental, gorgeous. Really sweet.
Alameda, greatest.
Oh yeah, oh my God.
Town ever.
Your little town, little cute town.
The best.
All right. Well, there you go. That's in the Mercury News if you want to read about the five most adorable small towns in Northern California.
So adorable.
This is just a couple. I got a couple quickies. This is one that just doesn't surprise me at all.
All right.
79% of Republican men would have sex with a Democrat.
Whoa.
But only 38% of Democratic women would have sex with a Republican. If John were a Republican, would it have worked out between you two?
If he could shut up about it. I have plenty of people in my life who are Republicans we just cannot talk about.
Mm.
And I think to myself, God, you're so dumb. But that's wrong. I know that that's like a bad thing for me to say. So.
It's time for nerd news.
Oh, nerd alert. It's a nerd alert. It's a nerd alert. It's somewhere right nearby. Oh, there it is. I found it. Nerd alert.
The infinite monkey theorem. You heard of it? It's the idea that on a long enough time scale, even a monkey hitting random keys could type the entire works of Shakespeare. You know, what is that? of 1,000 monkeys typing on 1,000 typewriters.
For 1,000 years, right, that they would come up with everything ever written.
And they say here, a study found there's no time for that to actually ever happen. No. Every star in the universe will burn out long before all the monkeys will type the full work, any full work of Shakespeare. Not going to happen.
Yeah, I would say all the stars would burn out before they did replicated a haiku. Like, there's just no way that, we're talking about monkeys. They're going like this, digga, 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 digga. They're going back and forth. There are very few words that are even created back and forth like that. Like, it's just, that's never going to happen. It would be nothing but monkey business for 1,000 years. And what a waste of time to have to be the person who's watching that.
They found that if you made a chimp type nonstop, there's only a 5% chance they could type the word banana in their own lifetime. So, no, the Shakespeare story.
Yep, agreed.
In couch,
I mean, they have to be hitting the space key. They've got to, I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing of all time. I get what they're going for. You give something long enough, it'll happen. Just wait for it. This too shall happen someday. So dumb.
In couch potato news.
Oh, tell me everything. I'd love to know how my people are doing.
We're staying home more. Still, In 2019, the average person spent 5.5 hours away from home each day. It dropped to 4.5 after the pandemic and has not come back yet. They say it's partly because many people still work from home, but also we're just a lot less inclined to go out.
Because for what? You know, you can get anything delivered to you. And plus, I'm not dressed. Like, I don't want to go mess around in the bathroom, putting a look together. I'm going to just be here on the couch. Just bring it to me.
I'll tell you, on Friday, I had planned to go get my vaccines, the flu shot and the COVID shot.
Yeah.
And I did get it done, but it was only after I'd been out Thursday night, surrounded by kids and people as far as the eye could see.
Yeah, Wednesday would have been a great
night
for that.
And I was like, I really picked the wrong day. Now, I didn't hear anybody coughing. I think it's the early season. I feel like my chances have...
Kids had masks on.
I made it through that okay, right. But I did see the flaw in my planning there, unfortunately, only after the fact.
The worst is when the person in line in front of you goes up and asks for COVID test. Like, that's what when I got my vaccine, the people in front of me were going up and asking for a COVID test, and they had masks on. I'm like, oh, they have COVID.
It's funny, when I got to the place that was going to give me my flu shot, I walk in and I'm like, I'm here for my, and I wait in line and I get to the front and I go, I'm here to check in for my flu shot. And she goes, you just use your phone and you just hit the QR code right here. And I go, I'm sorry, I didn't bring a phone. And she looked at me like,
who are you?
What?
What are you, people who handle your stuff for you? Couldn't you use your watch?
I didn't have any of that on me. Nothing.
Oh, that's so strange.
How do you leave your house or be anywhere without your phone?
What are you talking about? What the hell's going on?
You guys
here?
Are kidding, right?
No.
Especially when I'm going to wait in line somewhere. I've got to have my phone.
I'm going to scroll through stuff on my phone.
What do you do when you wait in line? You just look around?
He sits on the floor,
check,
scoots around.
Here's me waiting, because this is, in fact, what I did.
Oh, you just stand there looking around.
No, I didn't stand. There's a seat.
Oh.
There was a seat there.
Oh.
Wait, you can sit in the line at your pharmacy?
No, after I checked, I waited in line standing there, yes, and I just stood there.
Yes.
And then when I said, I'm here to check it, checking in for my shots, she said, you just do, and I go, I don't have my phone. And she looked at me like something was wrong with me, and I go, I don't. No, it's not. She goes, well, go to your car and get it. You can. I go, it's not in my car. I don't have my phone. And it was like this, I have to ask what I do. I'm like, what the?
Yeah. Can you just take my name and hand it to the lady in the other room and be like, this guy's an idiot with no phone. Can you just shoot him up with something?
She had to go to the guy. There's another guy there. And she's like, what do I? He doesn't. He goes, I'll help him in a minute. And step aside.
Yeah, step aside, no phone guy.
Step aside, no phone guy, weirdo.
Is that weird?
Yeah, it is.
Well, anyway.
It shouldn't be. I agree with you, but it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like that sucks, that whole system set up that if you don't carry your phone.
Who are you? You're not, you don't even exist. Are you actually there?
Because the lady, the way the younger lady reacted, I feel like nobody's ever done that before.
Even the old people coming in have their phones.
Everybody has their phone. What are we going to do?
Yeah, when
the power goes out, we are effed. Man, even this morning, I've had to use my hotspot to get the internet. I was like freaking out. I have no internet. So I'm like, I'm going to use my phone for the hot. Like I had a workaround. Me, of all people.
In space news.
Oh, space news. Is that sort of like science or technology?
Well, we're on the nerd news right now. That was the couch potato news and the infinite monkey theorem. And now, in space news, astronomers found something cold and wet near Uranus.
Oh, really? What's that? That seems problematic.
They think it used to have an ocean that was 60 miles deep and some of the water could still be there.
Oh.
If it is, there could also be life orbiting Uranus.
Oh, how exciting. So is this a moon? This is a a body of some kind.
Uranus is
near
moons.
Near Uranus.
Yeah.
Huh. A lot of
liquid
moons.
Water.
Isn't Uranus one of the places that is thickest with moons?
I think you're right. Many moons orbiting Uranus.
Right. It's a very moony kind of a place, Uranus.
And we're now done with the space news, everyone.
Oh, boy, it's really been a tough day for our producer.
Why is our producer sighing for no reason?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Talking about planets, that's all.
Yeah.
Most Americans start prepping their home for the holidays as early as September. That includes decor, but also cleaning and organizing.
Yeah.
I think that most of that is breeders, right? Like.
Yeah.
I know that I didn't spend 1 minute thinking about the holidays when I was a single guy with no kids.
But when you do have kids and you know that the holiday season's coming, then you think to yourself, I got to get rid of all last year's clothes and toys to make room for the onslaught of the new plastic that's coming in.
Mm-hmm. Or, right, all the stuff, yes.
Sort
and
through your toys, please.
You're trying to create a holiday theme for the kids so
that's
that
some
these,
excitement,
these
right?
right so that the holidays are special. There's no question that most single people are like, I could fully live without them. Thanks anyway.
Yep.
Nah. No thanks.
It was a good excuse to go, like when I was childless and with John, it was like a great excuse to go home. Like, you know, see your parents and do that stuff. Like that was sort of the joy of the holidays.
Did you do that a lot?
Oh, yeah. We would
always
go home for Christmas and or Thanksgiving.
Before they moved to Florida, that would have been.
Well, even for Florida, plenty of times. With our kids, we would go there, but not for the actual holidays. But
right,
yes.
But what I'm saying is you didn't have kids when they were at...
Right, when they were back in East Bridgewater.
Right.
Yes. And John's whole family lives there. My whole family lives there, not just my immediate family. We would go and just immerse ourselves in family and then be like, oh, my God, let's get the F out of here. Enough of these people. They're horrible.
Imagine this is your life.
Okay.
A bank robber in Miami asked the judge, give me the max. Because, quote, I love the life I have in prison. And he added that, I know myself well enough to know I'm going to screw up again anyway, so just keep me inside.
Let the taxpayers pay my way.
I just want to float.
I just three hot in a cot and the loving.
So
you know,
gross.
It's prison.
It's
the
gross.
Whole time.
That is so.
Got my boyfriend Butch in there or Pinky, whatever his name is.
You
I
see
don't know.
Your life as having zero value if that's your thing.
Yep.
Wow.
So sad.
Yeah, it is. Krispy Kreme is going to hand out free donuts on election day, everyone.
I like them. Can we get that set up for here? Is that something we could get set up for here?
Free Krispy Kreme?
Yeah. Remember, it used to once in a while, there'd be like a they would come with a stack of donut boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Sales!
Well, they can't find us anymore. We moved.
Well,
and we didn't leave
we're
behind.
We're in a very secure. You need to use your card so many times to get to this room we're sitting
in. You can't go to the bathroom here.
If you have a key without your card, you need help getting back in.
Unfortunately, here in the Bay Area, as we mentioned, the Dodgers winning the World Series, it's sort of, ugh. But listen to this. Maybe you'll see. I mean, you shouldn't take joy in this. Really. Okay. You should not.
Tell me.
And don't watch the video.
Because there's video. What is going on here?
An LA Dodger fan blew his hand off with a firework while celebrating the World Series win, and they say probably lost a few fingers on the other hand as well. It's not an exaggeration. He's ruined.
He vaporized his hand. By the Dodger, M80?
By the Dodger win. He's ruined. They say he'll survive, but he no longer has one hand, and on the other, lost fingers. And there's video floating around of that.
No, thanks.
Got to support the team.
Oh, stop it, Maddie. That's just awful.
Do not.
Great story. Oh. The rest of his life.
No. No. He can't wipe himself or do that other thing you guys like so much. It's 1 o'clock.
Well, dun, 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 dun. You know, you do act like that's something that we like so much. We'd prefer help.
No, I'm not helping you. You're so stupid you blew your hands off.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, help you. Never mind.
God, help yourself. Help your son.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vin, it's 2024. You're supposed to have your phone with you. Your phone is a lifeblood attachment.
Yeah. I mean, pretty soon we're just going to get those things implanted in us, right? We'll blink through menus.
415 says, Vinny and I are the dads that talk to strangers. Yay!
Yeah, that's what you do in line. Oh. Yeah.
And people are like, can you not see that I'm on my phone? Hey, creepy old dude with no phone?
Yeah.
Can you not afford a phone? What's going on? What's Why don't you have a phone? Did someone take it away from you for bad behavior?
What's wrong
talking to me? What are you doing? I don't want to talk to anybody. I barely want to leave my house. I'm here for a prescription. I'm in line at the pharmacy. I don't want to talk. That's funny. Of course, when he's chatting away, blah blah.
I wasn't chatting away. Sure. I could, you know what? I could sit quietly without something to look at.
Prove it.
I just did. Mm. I made it through the trip to Walgreens and through my vaccine shots.
It's all
without
alleged.
A phone.
We weren't there. We don't know. Talking to somebody, chatting up some lady who's just like, dude, can you? I'm like, on my phone. I have earbuds on, for God's sake.
Check out this nail polish. Look at this.
707 says, we're with you, Vinny. Hate it when QR code self-service is the only option.
I actually like it. The less Especially interaction, the better.
For viewing menus at a restaurant.
Oh my
Last
God,
place
I love
we want
that.
Phones at. What?
I love that.
No,
I'm
you
like,
don't.
Oh, great. Boom. Let me order my food. So nice. Order it. You know it's on the way. Mmm.
Wait, Sarah just coined another one. Three hot. No, what was it, Sarah? I missed it. How do you do it? What is it again?
Three hot and a cot and your boyfriend Pinky. Or your girlfriend Pinky. I don't know what you got going on there. But the guy clearly wants to be back with his beloved. The cot.
Oh, free tattoos in prison.
Oh, that's true.
Don't discount that,
right?
Sarah.
And toilet punch, right? Isn't that?
You got to trade for those.
Tattoos. For the tattoos?
Yeah.
Well, this guy's willing.
Got to give him some ciggies.
They're willing.
415 says, how the F did you even find the pharmacy
right?
without your phone?
Well, who are you?
I can't go a block.
How would you reach your wife in an emergency involving your children?
Yeah. Oh, my God. How did we do it in the olden days? No one knows. It's a mystery.
You'd have to call the Walgreens and say, can you page?
Yeah. And then you'd never get a human. I mean, you just get the phone tree over there or whatever that's called, the phone menu thing. Please, you're not getting anywhere. You're talking to anybody.
That is so fun. And others are likening me to someone who pulls out a checkbook at the grocery store.
That guy.
I didn't pay with a check. I just was.
Well, what'd you pay with?
I thought I didn't need any of my stuff because I was just going to get a shot in the arm.
You know what's crazy is when I had a Tesla for a minute, your phone is your key. So there is no leaving the house without your phone. There's simply no, unless you're walking down the street, I guess, you could leave without a phone. Need your phone. Open
Even
your
then,
car.
What do you do while you're walking down the street?
I know.
God forbid you look around. I mean,
I don't do
really.
That, please. Catching Pokemon or something.
By the way, I saw this on a post from the other hot ass Danielle, not the one that
Maddie
struck
right?
out with on Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm still rooting for you, though, buddy. I am rooting for you.
Hooman's party is this Saturday. You're missing that.
No, oh. no, I might change my plans.
Oh, there you go.
Because, you know, the party.
And whatever chance you might have with Danielle.
No, there's no chance.
I figure.
You think there's no chance?
Not, I don't know.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Is it why? She didn't pay you enough attention? You feel like she's out of your league? Like, what is...
A little
out
of my league.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
One, well, hot ass is her first name and Danielle's her middle name, so...
She lives a lifestyle that I could never give her.
It is true that she is a dedicated, good time girl. There's no question. Like,
she
wants to go have some fun, and we have to go to bed. Mm. It would be hard to keep her. Even as a friend, it's hard for me to satisfy her. Like, I'll go out to dinner with her, and I'm like, no, I'm not having any wine. I got to go to bed in an hour.
Well, you just jump on for a ride, and then, you know, when she bucks you off, you go, that was totally worth it.
She loves Burning Man.
My heart is broken, but I'll live, and it was worth it.
She does.
Anyway, the other Danielle is in Traitors U.S. Season 3. It starts in January, but she's been posting about it now. So I'm seeing
more. See if we can get her on, yeah.
About her star, like they something about famous, what is that called? Reality TV villain Danielle is back.
I wonder if she'll be able to...
They say she has a good run. Oh, on the new season.
Wait. Oh my God. Well, that's actually a giveaway in and of itself. I'm just dying. I love that show. I know you think it's cheesy, and it is.
No,
it definitely is.
It's good.
It's kind of cheesy. Yeah. As soon as he said that, he kind of ruined it for me. I'm like, oh, it is kind of cheesy. Oh yeah, I didn't realize how cheesy. That is pretty cheesy. But I do love it. I love the whole strategy of it. And now Danielle's going to be on it, so it's great. John actually loves it so much, he's watching the Australia version.
Australia?
That's right.
You're constantly getting, people are texting about that. Australia and New Zealand both have very good versions of that.
Yeah. There's a few. There's even an English one that I think is set at the same castle. I don't know. There's a bunch of whatever. Anywho, is it time?
I have more stuff I'd love to read you, I need to proofread this one. So let's move on.
Tickets and front row tickets. So like tickets and front row tickets, both. Front row and other seating for Alice in Winterland after this.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.